Your non-league team of the day today?
Fletch, it's got to be Hereford United. You know, yeah. They were formed by the supporters. They folded in 2014. Peter Beadle's the manager, ex-Gillingham Watford, Bristol City forward. 3-0 down today. They've come back and won 4-3, Darren.
Fantastic.
So I give Hereford United. I think we've got Peter on the phone. Peter, how are you?
Good evening, gents. I'm fine, thank you.
Fantastic comeback today.
It was. I mean, the talk after the comeback today, all the talk on the bus has been about Pewee scoring his first goal in the Premier League for Bournemouth, a former player of Hereford. But yeah, great comeback from the players. I had faith in them. I thought if we'd have got a goal in the first half, we may have got back in and got nicked something from the game. But to go on and win it and score four goals in the second half was unbelievable.
What's the journey been like for the club, Peter? Because, you know, we all know them as an established Football League club that they're steeped in history with Ronnie Radford and Ricky George and Motti's famous commentary against Newcastle and all that kind of thing. But it was such a plunge and it's such a long fight to get back, isn't it, now?
It's a huge fight to get back now. And luckily, we're backed by some fantastic fans who have travelled with us everywhere. I mean, again, today, I think the home crowd average has been about 65, but there was over 300 there today, of which I'm sure 300 were our fans, and they stuck with the team, and they've been phenomenal. But the club have worked extremely hard to get where we are, and like I said, just to have a club back is something special, and we hope that we can in years to come get back to where we were. But it's going to take a lot of hard work and a lot of stress like we've been through today.
How many leagues below now of the Football League are you, Peter?
We're step five, so we would have to win promotion from where we are now, then another one, then another one, then another one, then another one. So how many is that? Five
yeah.
promotions?
Wow.
Five promotions to get back to the Football League, I think. One today, Southern West 2, Premier 3, 4, 5. Yeah, we'd have to win five promotions to get back to the Football League. And listen, we're a long way off that. We've got some great volunteers and a great board that are working hard behind the scenes. But we also know we've like many clubs that have gone bust, we've got to make sure that it doesn't happen again, and we're a club that's here for a long time to come. So we're being, you know, we're trying to do the best we can, and we're all working extremely hard. But today was a nice way because we've it's a new league, it's a completely different to what I've been used to, and some of the players. And like I said, so it's taken a little while to get used to. But today, hopefully, that'll give them some confidence to bounce back. And we've had a couple of poor results, but great performances. But we don't do the dirty things very well, if you like, you know. So we've found it tough, but we've had a great result today.
Peter, thanks for talking to us.
It's
going to be one of those great stories, isn't it? In 6, 7, 8 years' time, whatever it is, when Hereford get back into the Football League and the journey is complete. We wish you well for the rest of the season, and thanks for joining us tonight. Thanks very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Hereford, Robbie's non-league team of the day, and Chris is a Hereford fan. Hi, Chris.
Hello, mate. How you doing?
So, just explain to us what it's like. Peter's just been explaining you need five promotions to get back into the Football League. When you've been a supporter of a club who's in the Football League, and now you find yourselves where you are, what's it like for the fan? What goes through your mind when you think, blimey, we're watching Football League football, and now here we are, five leagues away from getting back, and that could take a number of years, any number of years, to get yourselves back?
To a Hereford fan, most Hereford fans, it doesn't. You support a team, not a league. So we've gone through a lot of rubbish over the last few years, and it's been hard for probably the last 3 or 4 years, to be honest. But most of us we've all stick together, and even people that went last season are turning up this season, watching the team because you support a team, and it's about football at the end of the day. Most people don't really care about the politics, and it's hard at times because last season we went through a lot of, I think is well publicised in the media that we were owned by people that didn't really care about the football, and we went bust. And you've got to grin and bear it, and we are where we are now, but we've got a football team to support, and that's the main thing for
Absolutely.
Us fans.
We're just having one or two problems with your line, Chris, but thanks for giving us a call. We'll keep an eye on Hereford and see how they get on for the rest of the season. Then Robbie's non-league team of the day.
You support your football club, don't you?
Yes, of course you do. Yeah, I wonder. I meant to just ask you what kind of crowds they're getting now, because it must be quite different than what it was when they were a Football League team. 0500 99 693 still. And I mentioned about the attendance that the Hereford were getting. And Ian Bradley sent me this on Twitter. I didn't realise that the first match of the season was against Dunkirk, which is a team not far from me in Nottingham, one of the top semi-pro sides in Nottingham. My pal is actually the chairman of Dunkirk, and they played Hereford. First game of the season in Hereford. 4,060 was the attendance for a team who need five promotions to get back to the Football League. So well done to the Hereford supporters. They beat Dunkirk 4-1. The next highest attendance in the division that day was Boldmere St Michael's, who had 117 watching them. And the lowest attendance that day in the division that Hereford are in, Corn lost 3-0 at home to Highgate United in front of 26 people. So it's phenomenal, really, that 4,060 are in there watching Hereford. And it does just show that exactly what the caller said. You don't support a division, you support a team. And with that kind of support, you would think they'd be back in the Football League sooner rather than later. Wow. Fantastic.
Russell has just sent me a tweet.